Welcome to the Zach on Leadership podcast. I'm your host, Zach Hughes. Today's episode is entitled Exploring the Disconnect Between Leadership Communication and Reality. You are a fantastic leader. You've got a great team. You gather everyone together in an all-team meeting. You carefully announce and explain your new innovative and strategic initiative. It's inspiring. People nod their heads. They even clap at the end. Then the meeting ends, and everyone goes back to their desks and does what they've always done. Despair. This doesn't really happen, does it? Your team members are good people. You are the boss. Of course they listen to what you have to say. Your presentation was well articulated. It was strategic. It was aligned with a purpose. Why would your perfectly executed speech render no meaningful results? Then you remember reading somewhere that messages need to be repeated somewhere between 7 and 20 times before they take effect. So you follow that advice and repeat the message in different formats, audiences, mediums. You even add a storytelling element to the message. You've read recently that this is key. That perhaps makes a little bit of difference, but not to the effect that you had hoped. After all that, you look at yourself in the mirror and wonder, perhaps I'm not very good at this leadership thing after all. Hope. At this point, I'd like to offer two possible interpretations for what's going on. First, unless you have an existential mandate for change, it'll take a while, way longer than you'd like. Most leaders I know are driven and impatient. Organizational change takes patience. I often ask leaders to zoom out and measure the impact of their leadership efforts in years instead of weeks. When you do that, you'll get a better sense of the impact you're making over time. The other possibility is that you're just too high level and too far removed from the daily work to make an impact. The higher you are in the organization, or the more influential power you're using instead of direct positional authority, the more likely this is. The chasm. There's a big gap between leadership vision and the daily work of team members. This can sometimes seem as wide and deep as the Grand Canyon. There are many ways to bridge that gap. The first thing you should do is resist the urge to micromanage. That's a weak move and will ultimately be counterproductive, so don't go there. Your vision is big and broadly applicable. That's nice, but unactionable. What you need to do next is some discovery work. You aren't in the mode of telling people how they should work differently. Instead, you are looking for people or groups within your team that exemplify the strategy you are trying to realize. A few examples. Trying to get your whole organization to move to the cloud? Find a team that embraced cloud technology early on. Trying to get your whole organization to embrace agile? Find the most agile team in the company. Trying to get everyone on the AI train? Find a few innovators that dabble on their own. Most of you have heard of the diffusions of innovation curve. I've got a link to it in the show notes to look at a visual. But it has a curve that starts with innovators, then early adopters, early majority, late majority, and then finally laggards. Regardless of the initiative, it's incumbent on the leader to identify those innovators and listen to them. These are the people that don't need to be told what to do. They come by it naturally. They don't need instruction, but they do need something from you. Support. It's lonely on the leading edge. It's fun, but it's also frustrating. Across my career span, I've always been able to find the innovators on my team. I've never been without them. I've never led a team that didn't have any. So that's not the issue. If you politically and financially support the innovators, they will organically expand on their own and create a grassroots group of early adopters. That's where I've hit the wall in the past. How do you get past that and reach the group of early majority and late majority? The innovators don't have patience for it, nor is it really their job. Your job as a leader is to make innovation work for the masses. Context. Feel free to keep making big, inspiring speeches along the way, but what your team needs at this point is context. Frankly, the leader at the top is poorly positioned for this task, but that's okay. That's why I focus so heavily on leadership development. I've got capable and qualified leaders positioned across my organization at various levels who catch the vision and can contextualize it for their respective teams. It's critical that they do this work. You cannot do it for them. You are too far removed. Encourage them, hold them accountable, but let them figure it out. It will take them longer than you wish it did. So be it. Laggards. What do you do about those stinking laggards? They live rent-free in your head, driving you crazy. First, take a deep breath. There will always be laggards. always. They will eventually catch on or go away. The important thing to remember is not to let them zap your energy and resources. It's not worth it. Focus your energy on equipping and educating those in the middle. Summary. Don't you wish you could give a rousing speech and transform your organization overnight? We all do, but that's not how it works. It doesn't matter how good your speech is. Here's what you do. Number one, cast a vision. Be inspiring. Articulate purpose. Tell stories and keep it up. Number two, find your innovators and support them. Number three, cultivate grassroots efforts to build an early adopter community. Number four, develop your leaders and contextualize the initiative. Let them figure it out. Number five, don't let the laggards drive you crazy. Number six, be patient. This will take longer than you want it to. Follow these steps and you'll bridge the great chasm between leadership communication and reality. That's how it's done. That's all for this week's episode of the Zach on Leadership Podcast. Thanks for listening.